The two Clark County swine herds infected with pseudorabies have been destroyed, and the herds within a five-mile radius of the first farm have tested negative. This week, the Ag Department is testing farms close to the second outbreak.
We have found 35 farms that are need to be tested.
The Ag Department's Donna Gilson says the actual number of pigs affected is relatively small.
Mostly they're small herds and maybe even just a couple of pigs that are kids are keeping for 4-H projects.
So far, only Michigan and Kansas have put a temporary moratorium on Wisconsin hog imports, and the USDA doesn't see a problem with Wisconsin hogs so far. Gilson says they should know relatively quickly if the pseudorabies outbreak has been contained.
We expect that we'll be able to report results by the end of the day on Wednesday unless something really unforeseen happens.
Pseudorabies does not infect humans, so the meat from the destroyed herds will not hurt anyone. But a pseudorabies outbreak can wipe out farmers economically and have a huge impact on the industry if an infection is widespread. Jim Dick, Wisconsin Radio Network.